Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, hockey, Tom's life, and Joey Chestnut eats shrimp. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
The Bob and Tom Show now presents Cliff Notes Theater. Condensed presentations of timeless classics. Today's story, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
Aww.
All right, you workers. It's Christmas. Now get back to work. I'm sleepy. I'm going to bed.
Hey, Scrooge, I'm a ghost. You need to change.
Okay, I learned my lesson. Here's a turkey.
This has been Cliff Notes Theater.
There you go.
When you just don't have time to watch the whole movie.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're right in the middle of an award-winning sportscast.
I want whatever you're on.
There's Ace Costi.
Drugs?
At the track phone hotline.
Just generic, just drugs. That boy's on drugs.
Willie Griswold, that boy's on drugs. There's Tom Griswold. Here we go.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Do you hear Sam Elliott there?
Yes, sir.
It's hard to break it once you get into it.
Do you remember those commercials?
Remember them. I wrote them.
You probably don't. They used to always say, open me first. Remember that?
No, not at all.
This was a big deal. At Christmas time, they'd be running all these things. Open me first. And they'd show the family gathering around the tree. Remember what they were for, Christy?
No.
Josh?
A bra?
Yes. Yes, they wanted the mother to open up her brassiere, flop them out, and put it on in front of the kids.
No, it makes sense. Open me first was a pair of those scissors, so you can open up all your rest of your packages.
No, it was for cameras.
Oh, really?
That was the big thing.
I don't remember it.
Gotcha.
I remember the phrase, open me first. I don't remember
it. I remember that because we had a song. That's the only reason I remember it.
This bitch got no hope. Never mind.
No, I want to hear it.
No.
What you got?
No one's familiar with the premise.
But you already explained it.
No.
It makes sense. You would open the camera first.
Hang on.
You doing a joke that no one gets. This has never stopped you before.
Exactly.
It's been ruined. Just move forward.
We ruined it before it even got out of the...
But if we ruined something we didn't know anything about.
I don't know if we ruined it. I pretty much think Christy ruined it.
Yeah, you were the last to speak.
Ace, do you remember those commercials?
I'm with Chick. I know the phrase, but I don't remember.
And that is the man that watches everything on TV.
Okay. All right, sorry.
Including bad commercials, evidently.
Chick, do you remember who did the commercials for Polaroid there toward the end?
James Garner and that woman. Mariette Hartley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. That was the big deal. I'm sorry. We have to get to a great sports story. I'm really excited about it. Go ahead.
And you guys, well, we'll see why he's excited.
All right.
A police canine unit. That's what they're referred to as the puppy dogs.
Hero puppy dogs.
Uh-huh. He defecated on the Flyers Center Ice logo.
Oh man.
Hey, when you got to go, you got to go. You're a dog.
Just let Tom's laughter fill up your car or your bathroom, wherever you're listening to us. According to reports, just hours after the team fired head coach Alain Villeneuve, several dogs from the Philadelphia Police Department took a trip to the Wells Fargo Center when things got a little messy. Video shows a group of canines wandering around the ice when one squats down, does the shrimper position, and poops right in the middle of the team's logo.
Well, at least it was in Philadelphia where the fans are level-headed. And
that's true.
Yeah, the sad thing is then the Zamboni machine came around.
And just Roomba'd it all along the ice.
Yeah. Smear operation.
And covered it with ice, right? Isn't that how the video ended right after the defecation, though the mess was cleaned up by the time the team played against Colorado. The Lanch.
This doesn't tell the whole story because three dogs did it.
Oh, yeah?
So technically it was the Shat trick.
I thought you were going to work three dog night in there or something.
see, Christy, three goals is the hat trick.
Got it.
The Flyers continue their losing streak.
Isn't that the Gordie Howe hat trick? A goal, an assist, and you dump in the front center of the ice?
I heard it was a goal, assist, and a fight. But
that's what it was.
They lost to the Lanch 7-5, Tom.
Bad luck there.
So the Flyers continue to crap on the ice.
Oh, holiday crap.
I'd like to think instead of cleaning it up, they just had one of the players go out and slap shot it.
Like a puck?
Wow.
Well, it'd be cold. It'd freeze pretty quickly.
Yeah, hardens real. And wouldn't it be really difficult for dogs on the ice? Wouldn't they be sliding all over the place? I guess they've
that's
got
a good
their
point.
Claws.
But I wonder if sometimes they'll lay out carpet. Yeah. So I don't. But
why were there police dogs all
one
over the
time? I did an appearance with a buddy of mine at a hockey game, and I walked out on the ice and I slipped. Ass over tea kettle, feet in the air, hit the back of my head on the ice.
You're lucky you're alive.
Scared. Yeah, you said it was bad, didn't you?
Oh, it was bad. Scared to go to sleep that night because I didn't think I'd wake up.
And was it like, were they bringing the game? It was like, ladies and gentlemen, legendary broadcaster, Chick McGee.
Yeah. And guess how many of the people thought it was me doing a bit?
Laughing at you?
All of them.
How far out to center ice were you when it happened?
3 feet.
Okay.
All right.
Ouch.
Man.
That hurts.
It was no good, man. That's the same hockey team I wrecked a car and giving it away. You know that story. I'm driving the car over to the...
I'm so happy with these stories.
I drive the car over to the venue where the hockey game, or where they were playing the hockey game, and I changed lanes, and I caught the back end of the car in front of me. Bang.
So they were supposed to give the car away that night?
Yeah, and we went ahead and gave it away. But the joke was, it wasn't a new car. That was kind of the joke. It was an older used car.
Oh, okay.
And now it was really used then. It had been wrecked.
Yeah,
by,
that really tells
like
you.
That's like a great promotion.
Yeah, we're such a good radio station.
That's right.
So after the accident, the car accident and the ice accident, did this operations people, did they call you back anymore? Or was that it for the Chickster?
No, they thought it was hilarious. Everybody thought it was hilarious.
Can you do that thing where you fall again?
That's right. Fall again and go wreck a car. We like that.
I like when you hit your head.
Yeah, that
we can get that dog come over here do that shad on the ice thing.
Just think though, if it happened back then, it was probably not on video somewhere. If it happened today,
that's true.
You'd be all over.
I would have gone viral.
Yeah,
yep,
right.
True.
You know, we don't normally do this in the middle of the show, but we find that events call for this at a special time. This is not things we learned today on the show. This is things we've learned about Tom's life and the horrible week he's having. And keep in mind, it's only Tuesday.
Okay.
All right. Tom's rough week. A road closed due to the traffic accident. Some drunk on his way to work on a Monday morning. That's the only reason anyone would be up that early. Of course, I was
I'm
up
sure
that early.
This drunk was on his way home.
It ruined my morning. Just
Sunday night into Monday morning. That's
he said it ruined his day.
Yeah.
My entire day.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. By the way, I did text a warning to Mike Mark, but not to Ace Cosby, who both come from the same direction. I can't explain why I didn't.
Why didn't
Ace.
You send it to Ace?
Because I figured it'd be cleared up by then.
I see.
Oh.
The weird thing is we both got here at the same time. He was coming from the detour, and I came the right way.
Yeah, he had to do the great circle route.
That's not the... Monday afternoon, a tree fell and knocked out power and TV cable to my compound. The generator kicked on, thank God. I retreated to the Frigamall building to work on show content.
Sure.
And I'm the only one here who does any sort of preparation work.
Oh, that's true.
Well, he's not wrong about that.
No, that's clear.
Oh, well, that's... Are you kidding me? You're really
I
doing that?
I read all day.
We've all... Everyone has written stuff for this that you have thrown to the side of the earth.
Don't let us talk.
I work when I don't even know I'm working. If you... I borrowed Mark's, that's my friend. He's like a person, only smaller. I borrowed the pickup truck. It's an F-150 for the Christmas tree. I stopped to fill up the gas tank.
It's a courtesy. You borrow someone's truck, you fill it with gas.
I had no idea it held 35 gallons.
That's rough. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
The pump clicked off at $80. Yeah, it does kind of. I'm surprised they have a ceiling on your credit card. Mine used to have a ceiling.
That gas station that cuts off for anybody at 80.
Oh, I bet it does. And also, of course, this is a carryover from last week. I spent the weekend getting Christmas lights that were the correct shade of white. Very hard to find. Multiple trips to various stores. And now the rain shuts off the light display. Whenever the ground gets a little bit damp, my light's short out.
Why are you doing this?
Because you're an idiot. That's why I'm doing it.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
In other sports. Well, that's not sports. Well, that's not sports.
Oh.
Medina Spirit.
Oh.
Or is it Medina Spirit?
It's Medina.
The horse that finished, well, it really doesn't matter. It's dead.
What?
He's so dead.
Finished first in this year's Kentucky Derby, failed a drug test after the race, you recall.
Right.
Died after suffering a heart attack Monday at a Southern California racetrack. Trainer Bob Baffert relayed that news to the world. Sad. Of course, Bob Baffert is the straight shooting guy that looks... Yeah, he wears sunglasses all the time.
You've never really cared for his
look. He doesn't seem like a straight shooter to me.
Does he look a little shady?
He's been suspended for a couple of years, right?
Yeah.
The California Racing Board, the CHRB, said in a statement necropsy would be performed at a lab run by University of California. Cause of death can't be determined until examination and toxicology been completed. Three-year-old colt died immediately after collapsing near the finish line.
This is iffy. This is weird.
It is weird.
Considering that the horse was scheduled to speak in front of a congressional hearing in 2 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Very suspicious.
Look for that head to show up in somebody's bed.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, we're going to have a further sort of information coming next week with the very first Warren report and some other... interesting. Or is that after the first year?
After the first year. You got to give Warren time to come up with a joke.
Boy, that's the truth.
He struggles at comedy.
Doesn't he?
Could you grab that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
This is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Ichari Spunt. And this is some other news.
I know who wrote that.
Haven't seen Itchy in quite a while. Well, it's time for our annual review of some of the toys for kids that may be dangerous. Oh. Be on the lookout for baby's first box cutter.
Oh,
jeez. The Sparkinator, the only squirt gun that must be plugged into a 220 amp electrical socket. Silly Peyote. They're the most dangerous toys. The Easy Bake Acetylene Torch.
Yeah.
Prison Barbie and Ken, complete with shiv and rectum stored cell phone.
These are toys to avoid, right?
Sure. Toys to avoid. Little Stabby Annie. The Yellow Snow Snow Cone Machine.
Oh.
Here's one, MTV 16 and Pregnant dress-up kit with inflatable fake belly. The bellies are filled with asbestos.
Oh, my gosh. I'm really upping the ante on that one.
Buzzed Lightyear keeps cursing and vomiting on kids. Another dangerous toy to avoid, Crayola Crime Scene Chalk. The chalk contains dangerously high levels of lead and arsenic. Little Tycoon's Backyard Fracking Set. Neighbors are complaining of noxious gases seeping up through their floors. And finally, due to the pandemic, the makers of some of the most popular toys in the United States sounded the alarm this week about the global shipping crisis limiting their ability to keep stores stocked throughout the fall holiday shopping season. Accordingly, look for the following toys and games this Christmas season. Barrel Half Full of Monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
The Deluxe 240-piece Invisible Lego Set.
How about that?
Look, Dad, it's a transparent skyscraper. Well, this has been Dick Hitzwater, sitting in for Ichari Spunt, and this has been Some Other News.
Must be David Spunt's cousin.
It must be,
I have no idea what that is.
David Spunt?
Who is that?
He's actually a news correspondent.
Yeah, he's, what is
it? But Ichari
Spunt must be his cousin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Says maybe
yeah.
sister.
Goes by Itchy.
You've never heard of David Spunt?
No, I'm sorry, I haven't. Have you, Willie?
No.
The first time I saw David Spunt on TV, I immediately took a picture and sent it to Tom.
So you're to blame.
Here you go, Christy. There's a picture of Mr. Spunt.
I had no idea it was a real person.
All right. I had no idea it was a real person either.
Ichari is his sister? Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't
Itchy.
Think that's
stupid.
Right?
She's Japanese.
Shut up! Joey Chestnut.
Oh, Joey.
Oh, that fatty?
Has won yet another food contest.
That's All right,
not,
Joey.
That's not the way you say Joey, Christy.
Friend of the show, Joey?
Joey. You know, in your GoFundMe jaw.
Oh,
that's Joey Buttafuoco.
That's Joey Buttafuoco.
Wrong
Joey.
It's not Joey Chestnut.
Wrong Joey.
My mistake. He won another food eating contest. He ate 17 pounds of shrimp.
Oh, that one. Wow.
Yikes.
Whoa.
17 pounds.
Professional eater visited the famous St. Elmo's Steakhouse in Indianapolis to participate in the annual St. Elmo's Shrimp Cocktail Eating Championship. You recall this is the contest that Ace challenged someone to eating shrimp. It turns out all he wanted was a couple of shrimp, so he kind of tanked the contest.
And sat there. You took on Ace and
Leisure.
You...
No, it wasn't me. I think it was Josh.
Okay, yeah. And then you ate it very quickly, Josh.
Yeah.
With the famous St. Elmo's super hot shrimp sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ace leisurely enjoyed some free shrimp.
I think knowing he may lose, I think.
Whoa. Mr.
Well,
Chestnut.
Well, that's safe to assume is...
Oh, you want to go again?
Bring it. we can arrange this.
All right.
It's now, Ace has...
How stupid are you?
What is the name of Ace's book, Chick?
Unreasonable Confidence, How You Can Get Anything Done Anytime and Fool Everyone by Ace Cosby.
Because we could entitle the next one Prawn Star.
Oh.
As Ace takes on Josh eating more shrimp.
I think we'd have to get Willie involved.
Oh, I think so.
Can I use performance de-enhancing drugs here? Is that fair
game? I believe Willie is the only one of all of us that has actually been in a food eating contest.
I did. I won an eating contest my senior year of high school.
I was in one, but I lost. I came in third out of four.
Ace what? Says he was in.
You're an embarrassment.
I know.
He's saying he was in a food eating contest. There's no way to check.
I want you to think about it. 17 pounds.
That's nuts.
Of shrimp.
How much does a typical shrimp weigh, would you say? Like a third of a pound?
That has to be
very much.
Think about a 17-pound turkey and then turn it into shrimp. That's a lot. And then
you're missing 17 pounds of shrimp in 10 minutes.
And the Elmo's are pretty good size.
Yeah.
And with the cocktail sauce, which is so full of horseradish.
You have to eat a certain amount of the cocktail sauce?
I think
they're in the cocktail sauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
According to the clowns at Wish TV, Chestnut... I'm kidding you guys, TV boy. They report that Chestnut set the world record back in 2018. He ate over 18 pounds of shrimp cocktail in just 8 minutes.
God. Oh, okay.
He's won the contest every year since then. That seems to be more than...
17.
Oh, he just won the contest. It wasn't a world record.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
gotcha.
Well, still, congratulations, yeah. Joey.
Joey Chestnut.
Boy, his sauces are some
you
of
know,
the
I saw him at the airport. I was evidently going somewhere, and so was he, and he was sitting at the food court.
Of course.
Having a Subway sandwich, and I didn't want to come up and go, are you in some kind of contest?
Right.
So I let him eat his sandwich.
Hey, your sweat smells like shrimp, Joey.
Back.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.